Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, I'm Scoot. Glad you were with us this afternoon. We have talked about Ozzy Osbourne and the passing of the Prince of Darkness. And, you know, it was a sad thing and kind of surprising because he seemed like he was okay for now, even though he's battling Parkinson's. Seemed like he was okay for now after doing that final concert a few weeks ago. But he passed away yesterday after battling Parkinson's. And, you know, Ozzy formed Black Sabbath in 1968, and he was the lead singer. And he had a very, very influential role in the development of heavy metal. So Ozzy Osbourne was a unique character in the world of heavy metal. And he had this high-pitched screech that kind of became a signature element in heavy metal. In 1979, Ozzy was kicked out of Black Sabbath because of excessive drug and alcohol use. Now, you know those guys in Black Sabbath were drinking and doing drugs. How much did you have to do to get kicked out of that band? I guess a lot. And some of the things that Ozzy did over the years that added to his crazy image, he said he was totally drunk. He started a solo career almost right away. Sharon, who was the daughter of his manager, ended up becoming his manager. She really encouraged him and helped him with his solo career. And by 1980, after being kicked out of Black Sabbath in 79, by 1980, he had his first solo album, Blizzard of Oz, that was out. Sold over 100 million albums. And occasionally over the years would get back with Black Sabbath, inducted with Black Sabbath into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2006. Ozzy wrote about, if you think about some of his music, he wrote about what he thought of the world. And Black Sabbath was never interested in doing, you know, pop hits. And Ozzy, though, never liked the image of being just heavy metal. Didn't like the heavy metal label because he was afraid that it would limit him and they would not be able to do ballads. I mean, I know the song Mama, I'm Coming Home. I mean, I think that's kind of a rock ballad. So he was able to actually do that. But there were things that made Ozzy famous. And over time, his music was associated with satanic worshiping and, you know, the undercult, the occult and the underworld. And his music, I mean, let's say it was dark. Some of it was dark. But, you know, Ozzy himself was a member of the Church of England, which is a Protestant Christian denomination. And if I'm not mistaken, the Church of England began as a revolt against Catholicism at the time. And so the Church of England developed with people who were revolting against Catholicism. So it became a Protestant denomination. And Ozzy was said to have prayed before every time he went on stage. And so that brought up the question this afternoon. We talked about this briefly earlier, and we can continue that conversation. Can you be a good Christian and listen to Black Sabbath? can you be a good Christian and listen to music that is, in the minds of many, not Christian music? Can you be a good Christian and even listen to music that might make references to Satan? I mean, Christians have conversations about Satan all the time. Satan is part of the real world of Christianity. So can you be a good Christian and listen to Black Sabbath and listen to other music?
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That some of the music might even relate to Satan. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Ozzy Osbourne really became famous for biting the head off a bat during a concert in Des Moines, Iowa in 1982. Now, Ozzy thought that a toy had been thrown onto the stage by a fan, but it was real. He grabbed it and bit the head off of it. Now, Ozzy later said, it was alive. It actually bit me while I was biting his head off. But the fan who threw it on stage said the bat was dead when he brought it to the concert. And Ozzy grabbed the dead bat and bit the head off a dead bat. Ozzy was taken to the hospital and went through the injection protocol for rabies, just in case the bat maybe had rabies. Now, this is not widely known, but right before that, in 1981... at a CBS record executive meeting in Los Angeles where Ozzy Osbourne was present, he was set to release a few doves to promote peace. At this executive meeting with CBS Records, his record company, he grabbed one of the doves and bit the head off of it and spat it out on the floor, and he had blood dripping from his lips. As he was being escorted out by security, he grabbed another dove and bit the head off that dove, too, and spat that out on the floor. He admits that he was totally intoxicated at the time. But this became such a big deal and such a big part of his image that Ozzy actually produced as merchandise a plastic toy bat that had a detachable head. Now, you know, Ozzy was also associated with kids committing suicide, and his music was labeled music that inspires teenagers to commit acts of violence. In 1983, a teenager killed a mother and two sons after listening to Ozzy's song, Bark at the Moon. The teen said the song made him feel something strange inside, and he killed a mother and two sons. In 1984, a teenager committed suicide after listening to Ozzy's Suicide Solution over and over and over and over again. The parents sued Ozzy and CBS Records, but a judge threw the case out, saying there was no evidence that linked Ozzy's music to the suicide attempt. Well, it was a success, but to the suicide. Now, there were a few other cases where parents sued Ozzy and his record company because their kids committed acts of violence. But Ozzy's music, even though it gained this reputation of inspiring violence and Satan worshiping, Ozzy's music was found innocent in courts of law. And I think this is a very positive reminder that it's not fair to blame the music. It's the individual. It's the person. In my interview with Ozzy Osbourne, at the Pensacola Civic Auditorium when Ozzy and Ozzy was playing. He was a solo act then. You know, I had this great conversation backstage with Ozzy. It was a television interview, and I was doing the Scoot Report for WKRG, Channel 5, Eyewitness News in Mobile and Pensacola. And I did two Scoot Reports with Ozzy in them. One of them was just an interview with Ozzy, and the other one was part of a special that I did on music that is considered to inspire violence and Satan worshiping. And I talked to Ozzy about that, and Ozzy just said, "Scoot, look, I'm sure that you know a teenager who commits suicide is strung out on drugs or alcohol or both." And it's not the music, but it's the other things that kids are involved in. And I mentioned this briefly yesterday, and I do enjoy bringing this up because I don't think you hear this from many sources. But we need to remember that music doesn't inspire us to do something we don't want to do. And when we select music to listen to, it's based on the mood that we're in. If you're in love, you're going to want to listen to a love song. I mean, if you're in love with somebody, you're not going to listen to the song Break Even by The Script, you know, which says, you know, hearts don't break even, you know, I got time and I don't know, you know, I got time, but she got freedom. I think that's the lyrics. I got time and she got freedom. The whole song is about how hearts don't break even and somebody has it made and somebody gets screwed over. You're in love with somebody. You don't want to listen to that song. But if you just broke up with somebody, that song might bring reassurance to you that, you know, you're not alone. If some kid is suicidal, the music he selects might be dark music that relates to his mood. So his mood was the selector of the music. The music didn't inspire the behavior. The music was a symptom of a problem that existed within the child. And that was the conclusion that I made in that Channel 5 Eyewitness News report that I did in Mobile and WKRG. I don't even know if they still have that stuff on file. But, you know, I did a lot of great interviews with a lot of people during that part of my career. But in any event, music reflects the mood that we're in. It doesn't dictate our behavior. And the courts have proven this with Ozzy Osbourne. There was one other incident that you know that Ozzy was involved in that also enhanced his crazy image. In 1982, Ozzy urinated on a memorial right in front of the Alamo in San Antonio. And I mean, look, the Alamo is celebrated. It is a sacred, iconic location in downtown San Antonio. And as I said earlier, you know, I was shocked when I moved to San Antonio and was on the air there. The first time I saw the Alamo, I went, whoa, wait a minute, that's the Alamo? Because I'd always seen the Alamo, like, you know, out on the prairie, out in the middle of nowhere. Well, because, you know, there was nothing around it at the time of the big battle of the Alamo. But now it's in same location. It's in right in downtown San Antonio. And it's like a, you know, there's like a Subway or a Pizza Hut right next door and an office building on the other side. I mean, it's just right there clustered with all the buildings downtown. So anyway, so Ozzy is drunk as hell and he urinates on this memorial. He is immediately arrested, banned from performing in San Antonio for 10 years. He donates a lot of money to the organization that keeps up the Alamo. And Ozzy apologized and got back in good graces with the city. And when Ozzy was asked how he wants to be remembered, he said, "Survival is my legacy. Never give up. And if you have a passion for something, you've got to find a way around it to carry on the passion." And I think it's great. And if you're not dead, if you're not dying, then it's a great thing to think about. You know, go for your passion. Go for it and don't let anything or anybody stop you. I mean, I know that sometimes there are limitations and you have to work around things. But what Ozzy is saying is if you have a passion, find a way to fulfill that passion. And it's not going to be easy and you're going to be discouraged. And, you know, Ozzy went from being an iconic figure in the genre of heavy metal to being a pop culture star. And I was really introduced to Ozzy not through his music over the years, some of which I played early in my career on the radio, but I really got to know Ozzy when I watched the first season of The Osbournes. I mean, I love the show. Sharon! I mean, I just love the natural Ozzy Osbourne. And as I have mentioned, I don't think he invited stardom, but I think just the things that he did made him a star, because he was a quirky guy. And I think the fact that he didn't invite stardom, didn't do certain things that people do to become stars, he was just Ozzy. I think that's what was really endearing about him. And he was also, you know, this rocker who bit the head off a bat and urinated on a memorial outside of the Alamo. He was also just a dad and a family guy. I'm Scoot. If you want to join us with a comment, and if you want to answer this question, I'd love to hear from you. Text or call us. Can you be a good Christian and listen to Black Sabbath? Can you be a good Christian and listen to even music that might even talk about Satan? I think you can. I think being a good Christian goes far beyond the music that you listen to. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.